Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
I recently started shopping for a couch online. Looked at a few options, and now my entire Instagram feed seems to be ads for couches. Or rugs to match those couches or tables. For some reason, there's also an ad for a candle that smells like tennis balls. It's happened to all of us, and it's a sad reality. You can't shop online without websites keeping track. Well, it turns out brick-and-mortar shops may not be much more private. A large number of retailers and grocery stores have been using facial recognition technology to keep tabs on their customers. Recode's Rebecca Heilweil has been talking with experts and privacy advocates who are working to put an end to this practice. She joins us now. Hey, Rebecca.
Hey.
So, Rebecca, how does this technology work and what's it used for?
So the basic premise of a lot of retail companies using facial recognition in stores, they say, is to track shoplifters. So essentially what happens is they have their security cameras and it's picking up information about people's faces. And essentially these companies are coming up with watch lists for people they don't think should be allowed in the store. And when people enter, the AI like runs their face against the database and flags it to the store. Beyond the sort of application of tracking shoplifters, there's also concern that this technology is being used or might be used in the future to sell them ads or track their shopping habits, collecting data about them and making predictions. There's a whole other element that they're concerned about too, which is that this technology is sort of implicitly tracking all the employees who work in these stores as well. So there's a real question of data privacy and what you're accepting when you just walk into a store.
So it's a little bit like that technology in the movie Minority Report where Tom Cruise walks into the Gap and they try to sell him a certain pair of khakis.
Hello, Mr. Yakamoto. Welcome back to the Gap. How those assorted tank tops work out for you?
Right.
And which stores have been using this technology?
So one of the stores that has openly said they're using facial recognition technology is Macy's, which recently confirmed they use it. And like I said earlier, they say it's a security method to deal with theft and shoplifting in stores. But there are other companies that have been accused of using facial recognition or collecting biometric data in lawsuits. Sometimes these big retailers deny it. And that's part of why activists think it's really important that we need transparencies and laws requiring companies to disclose when they're collecting this type of data from us, and even, you know, a reason to ban facial recognition in stores entirely.
So Macy's at least has been open about saying they use this tech for preventing shoplifting. Are there other uses, and what's their justification for doing so?
I think the emergence of facial recognition in stores has been part of the increasing trend of these security systems getting, you know, smarter and smarter, with smarter being in quotes. We've seen before retailers being sold AI-powered security systems, other informed or technology-enabled security systems that do more than just collecting video footage. And I think the stores adopting facial recognition has kind of been an extension of that. But there are real problems with facial recognition. One of them is just being inaccurate. There's countless examples of AI like this producing sexist outcomes and disproportionately targeting Black and brown people.
Juliet Robinson and her husband Derek are considering legal action against the Livonia skating rink after their 14-year-old daughter Lamaya was misidentified by the business's facial recognition technology.
I was like, that is not me. Who is that?
These algorithms are trained on data that aren't necessarily representative. The AI can be biased. You know, it can be designed with bias. But even then, there's just a fundamental data privacy problem. We're not necessarily signing up to have our face data collected when we walk into a Macy's. People aren't necessarily aware of that. You know, it can end up being a real problem in people's lives. And in 2019, Apple was sued by a student in New York who says they were inaccurately linked to thefts they didn't commit thanks to facial recognition technologies.
He had to face multiple false allegations from thefts at Apple stores in Delaware, New Jersey, and Manhattan, all while working through his freshman year of college, leading to severe stress and hardship.
So it's really, really controversial.
Well, now that I know about the Macy's example, at least, I have to think that anywhere there's a security camera, there could be facial recognition technology in it. Are there companies that have come out and said straight up they don't use this?
So the reason why you're hearing a bunch about this right now is because this digital rights nonprofit called Fight for the Future basically made a list of all these major retailers that may or may not be using facial recognition and then asked them to state publicly whether they would commit to not using this technology. So in response to that list that Fight for the Future created, stores including Walmart, Kroger, Costco, CVS have all said that they're not going to be using this technology in their stores.
So Rebecca, like you said, facial recognition technology is being used in all kinds of other venues, schools, law enforcement uses it. Do you know how long stores have been surveilling their customers using this technology?
I can't give you a start date, but it's definitely been a while. Facial recognition has been around for years. Rite Aid recently came out and said that they were going to stop using facial recognition, but that was after they put the technology in about 200 stores over the course of 8 years. We have to remember that there are private businesses, tech firms, that are actively looking to sell this technology. It's a really lucrative business. You know, there's the Clearview AI example. There's also the AI startup AnyVision that recently, you know, that sells facial recognition. It recently raised more than $200 million in a funding round. So, you know, while we have all these concerns about this technology, investors potentially see a lot of value and a lot of money in it. And that's another reason why activists think that we really need regulation to step in, because the market is encouraging the use of this.
Well, I know that technology over time gets cheaper. We're seeing more cameras, more places, because cameras are getting cheaper to make. That's why you see dash cams when you get in a cab now. It's also why we all have cameras in our pockets. Is that leading to more facial recognition technology being rolled out, or is that tech itself getting cheaper? Why does it seem to be becoming more popular more recently?
I think in general, we're having more cameras and cameras that are hooked up to computer systems that make it very easy to just plug in some AI, whether or not that AI actually works. One of the grocery stores near my house now has a camera attached to every single self-checkout that is constantly filming you. Every time I walk by, I think, wow, very easy for them to just put some facial recognition in there and sort of identify customers. So I think it's a product of there being a lot of money in this and cameras being everywhere and you know, facial recognition kind of being normalized despite all of these really important concerns about the technology.
And of course, Amazon is testing out their cashierless stores, which I know are full of cameras and sensors. Is there anything being done to discourage or ban companies from using facial recognition technology?
So on the state level, there have been efforts to create biometric privacy laws. Biometric privacy basically refers to privacy related to things about your body. So the privacy of your iris data, your fingerprint data, face data. So Illinois actually has seen several stores sued for using facial recognition under its biometric privacy law, which is basically one of the strongest in the country. New York City recently had a law go into effect that requires stores to let customers know when their data is being collected in this type of way. But I think what's interesting is that there have been these local efforts in some places, but there's yet to be any really significant law on the federal level curbing the use of this technology, though there have been some proposals. People are really concerned about that because it creates a patchwork where it becomes normalized some places and illegal other places. And you have this weird regulatory world where people don't actually know when they're being surveilled or where they're not.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the creepiest thing to me is you never know what the cameras are doing, and there seems to be more and more cameras everywhere.
Exactly.
Thanks for joining us, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me.
And thank you for listening to Recode Daily. My name is Adam Clark Estes. This episode was produced by Alan Rodriguez Espinosa and engineered by Paul Mouncey. Let us know what you want to learn more about. Email us at recodedaily@recode.net.